My dear friends, on behalf of Bishop Kelly, our bishops, our priests, Mother Mary Bosco, the sisters and our brothers, I'd like to wish you all a very blessed and holy Easter. The epistle appointed to be read for the first Mass of Easter is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Colossians, chapter 3. Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ shall appear, who is your life, then you also shall appear with him in glory. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. And in the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and coming, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him, the guards were struck with terror, and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the women, Fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going quickly, tell ye his apostles that he is risen. And behold, he will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. O truly blessed night, which alone deserved to know the time and the hour in which Christ rose again from the dead. These words are taken from the blessing of the Paschal candle, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends and fellow religious, the ceremonies of today are the most elaborate and magnificent of the entire church year. At no other time do we have such a change in the vestments, the tenor of the chant, and the overall character of one single Mass. As you attend the ceremonies this morning, it does not take long to realize that Holy Mother, the Church, uses every means at her disposal to impress upon us the importance of the events that took place on the night of Holy Saturday into that first Easter Sunday. We recounted many of these events during the blessing of the Paschal candle. During this blessing, which is often called the Exultet, each and every event which was mentioned was prefaced with a variation of the words, on this night. We are told a great and moving story of what happened on this night. Many, many years before our Lord, on this night, the night after the Paschal Lamb had been sacrificed, the Israelites were led by Moses through a dry land, with the Red Sea standing miraculously on either side of them. Again on this night, death, which had entered the world at the instigation of Satan, and which was always Satan's close ally, was defeated. It was until this night that death held sway and supreme rule over all of its subjects. No one ever did nor could defeat death. It was the common lot of all of us, and once in death's grasp, no one was ever taken over. But our divine Lord, through his omnipotent power, on this night, broke the bonds of death. He rose glorious and immortal on this night. As St. Paul told the Romans, Christ rising again from the dead dieth now no more, and death shall no more have dominion over him. And in overcoming death on this night, our Lord also vanquished sin forever. This truly then is the greatest night in the history of the human race. For when we consider all that happened on this night, we see for ourselves how powerless we would be to effect even one of these great events of our own accord. All that is mentioned as happening on this night has a common characteristic. That is, that by himself, man was absolutely impossible to overcome these things. Man was absolutely impossible of being able to do what our Lord did on this night. Our Lord, who was the God-man himself. There is no member of the human race who could separate the sea and provide a dry path for hundreds of thousands to cross without God's help. No other descendant of Adam could ever vanquish sin and death from his own power as our Lord did on this night. And he performed all of these marvels for our sake and for our salvation. Holy Mother, the Church then does all she can to impress upon us the marvels that took place on this night. She does this by separating, as it were, the darkness from the light, by bursting forth with the sound of hymns and praise in a church which was up until that time hushed and silent. In no other ceremony throughout the year will we be directed to perform such a drastic change in the midst of the liturgy. At no other time do we have a dark, silent, and somber church transformed in an instant into a place of light, song, and joy. When the organ peals out its notes and the many bells are vigorously rung, as the hymn of the angels fills the air with those joyous notes, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, we are moved and even shaken and overwhelmed by the splendor of this rite. And my dear friends, that is just what Holy Mother the Church wants. She wants us to realize that this great change which we experience during the ceremonies this morning is just a finite resemblance of the infinite change that came over the whole world when Christ rose from the dead. Just as the church was dark and quiet up to this point, it was a symbol for the sons of Adam who are doomed to live miserable lives here on earth with no better prospects in the next. But now the church, well lit and with her ceremonies of high mass in process, she now represents the human race after the resurrection. There is joy now, there is the praise of God, there is the song in our hearts, and all of this is thanks to our Lord's resurrection. Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has truly sacrificed himself so that we might be freed from our sins, and so that we might enjoy this transformation to true sons and daughters of God himself for all eternity. Let us then, in our gratitude, thank our Lord for all he has done for us on this night. Let us take courage and confidence in his loving providence and protection. When we realize that all the way back at the time of the Israelites, when our Lord opened up the Red Sea so that the Hebrews may walk through, and culminating with the events of that first Holy Saturday night, we see that our Lord has always provided for the needs of those who love him. And our greatest need, my dear friends, the one which we are most powerless to provide for ourselves, is to be free from the guilt of sin and to have a place in the eternal happiness of heaven opened up to us after our deaths. And our Lord accomplished this for us by rising from the dead on this night. Realizing that over 2,000 years ago, our Lord was already providing for us, and that he continues to provide for us now in our lives, is a most consoling thought. In gratitude then for all he has done, let us follow every command of His. Let us witness these ceremonies this morning and be moved by their beauty and their importance. The ceremonies of this morning were instituted by the Church under the guidance of the Holy Ghost so that they would inspire us to make good resolutions and inspire us to realize what our Lord did for us on this night. And so as we make resolutions to trust in God and follow His holy will, to see sin as the greatest evil in the world, and thus to do all we can to avoid sin and its occasions, let us take confidence and consolation that our Lord will help us in these resolutions. Help us to gain that eternal joy of heaven, of which today's ceremonies is just a glimpse. Yesterday we renewed our determination to love Christ and to follow Him to Calvary, so that we could suffer with Him. Today, let us resolve to follow Him so that we may enjoy that glory of His resurrection. And as we have confidence in following His commandments and following the laws of His Church, we may also be confident that He will strike down every barrier between us and eternal happiness, just as on this night He struck down every barrier of sin and death that stood between God and man. May Almighty God bless you, and may you have a very blessed Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.